The current production of Baltimore Shakespeare Factory is Antony and Cleopatra. This is running through to the auspicious Shakespearean date of April the 23rd in the Great Hall Theatre at St. Mary's Community Centre in Roland Park. It's such a pleasure to welcome for the first time to WBJC the Education Director at Baltimore Shakespeare Factory, Jonas Gray. Thank you so much for coming and welcome to WBJC.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. I'm happy to be here.
So coming up for your first anniversary in this position, tell me what the focus is for the education side, because it seems that you really incorporate that a huge degree into your mission.
We do. We are very much committed to what we like to call transformative experiences through performance-based activities. So almost everything that we do is geared towards bringing students into an appreciation of Shakespeare, but also building confidence and self-esteem through performance. We did one high school residency this year. We are looking to do several more next year. We have two separate summer programs going this year, one of which is our Evergreen program, the second of which will be a series of acting camps at McDonough High School during their summer program. And regardless of the age group or the audience, we really are very passionate about really allowing students to feel confident in who they are and whatever their level of performance ability is. That's where we meet them.
On the subject of education, one of the really fascinating things about the factory is how you often present productions in quote-unquote original pronunciation. And that must be a whole learning curve, I would think, for the people who are involved in the production.
Absolutely. We are committed to doing at least one OP show every season. And this current one, Antony and Cleopatra, is our original pronunciation show. It goes with our mission of presenting Shakespeare as close to the way Shakespeare was presented in his day. And it is foreign initially, but not nearly as intimidating as one might think. One of the questions we get a lot of times is, how difficult is it to understand? And the answer is not very. I mean, people look at Shakespeare's language and see it as archaic, but it actually is just early modern English.
So, as you say, it's always your mission to present Shakespeare as authentically as possible.
Correct.
So as the assistant director here now with Tom DeLise and Antony and Cleopatra, what has been your vision for this production?
Clarity. First of all, that's something that we really harp on, is a clarity of the language, a commitment to the purity of the language, really letting the text speak for itself is one of our first goals. And for that reason, we have what we call universal lighting or shared lighting. We see the audience sees us, our actors interact with the audience. The costuming is stunning and the performances are really brilliant. And we just let that speak for itself, I think.
This is Antony and Cleopatra being presented by Baltimore Shakespeare Factory through April the 23rd in the Great Hall Theatre at St. Mary's Community Centre in Roland Park. That's 3900 Roland Avenue. More information is on their website, baltimoreshakespearefactory.org. It's been such a pleasure to speak to their relatively new education director, Jonas Gray. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much for this opportunity.